Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Chapter 15. Verse number 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And the Bible says, let's stand for the reading of the word. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Everybody say steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let's read it again. Therefore, you know, the verse preceding that says what? Thanks be unto God. Is that right? Which does what? Gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Everybody say steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Holy Spirit, we say we desperately need your touch. Come and breathe into this place tonight. We thank you for your power, your anointing. Oh God, work wonders in Jesus' name. We pray, and everybody said, amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Talk to you about attitude. You ever met anybody with an attitude? You might have somebody beside you with an attitude. I don't know. But you can have a good attitude. Everybody say a good attitude. I want to have a good attitude, a good attitude. But you have to have the right attitude if you want to accomplish or achieve success in your life. Somebody say a good attitude. How many have ever told somebody, you've ever said to them, man, you need to have a good attitude. Why did you tell them that? Because they had a bad attitude. Isn't it amazing that you have to tell adults that? See, it got kind of quiet when I did that. It's just like, let's say that one more time. I said, isn't it amazing that you have to tell adults that? Adults. I know that in the Word of God, you know, when you look through it, you see people that had a good mental attitude, and then you see others that didn't have good attitudes. But I love what this scripture says, the Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthian church, therefore, my beloved brethren, and I want to say my beloved Harvest Worship Center, my beloved Harvest Worship Center, listen to what the Word of God says. Be ye steadfast, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, this word unmovable is a necessity if we're going to make it in life. What's that? I can't hear nothing. Say that one more time. Let me listen to this here. Say what now? I said the word unmovable. The word unmovable is necessary, a necessity in our lives if we are going to make it, if we're going to accomplish anything. Just got so quiet. Somebody said, man, I don't know what to do because I don't know what pastor's going to just roar out like a lion here any minute. But it comes from the Greek word, and if I can pronounce this, amatakinetos, and it means not easily excited. Now that's, I'm talking about in the bad sense. It's all right to get excited in the good sense. You ever met somebody that just got excited about everything and, you know, and just the least little thing? Just, oh, Jesus, Jesus, what are we going to do? Oh, God, help me. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. You know, I can always tell when somebody does that, they're about that deep. I think if they fell down, they drowned. Somebody say, amen. Not very deep. But it comes from the word not easily excited, something that is not easily changeable as well. Unmovable. Everybody say unmovable. I like this. I want you to listen real close to what this says now. And it was used in connection with stone structures or to refer to people who were known to have a strong, unbending character. I want to tell you, that's what the church needs right now. In the midst of when Jesus has told us that in the last days, many's hearts will faint for fear. In the time when we hear about, you know, that people will have a fainting spirit in the last days. And there's so much out there and you hear about what, you know, people believe. Sometimes I just stand back in amazement when I hear preachers on TV or other believers, you know, that have once stood on the word now have become a compromiser. But Jesus says here in the word, or Paul is writing by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, be unmovable. Somebody say, be unmovable. Be unmovable. Be like a rock. That's one thing about it, you know, that I know that Pilot Mountain, me and Bobby drove by there the other day on the way to the hospital to visit JW. Old Pilot Mountain has never changed. Just a big old rock sticking up out of the ground. It's had different owners over the years, Andy Griffith. Owned it one time. Who else owned it? Guy used to own the Chevrolet place here in Stuart, Virginia, owned it. I'm like, what'd you buy a rock for? You ain't going to plant no garden on it. Somebody say amen. But see, what I'm getting at tonight is that a rock never changes. And this is what Paul is talking about. He says, you need to make up your mind that you're going to be unmovable. That in a time when things are shifting and unstable, that I'm going to make up my mind that I'm going to be the same. I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm going to be the same. Say, I'm not going to change. Just because times are changing and there's lots of change going on in the world and people are compromising and beginning to believe that you can, any old way will get you to heaven and doing anything you want to do can get you to heaven. And the word teaches us something else, doesn't it? Amen. Somebody say, be unmovable. So this word portrays something that is solid, like this, unbending, and not easily excited, shaken, or affected. Wow. Man, I don't know about you, that's the way I want to be. I want to be that way. I mean, I know over the years that, you know, especially people will come down for prayer lines, and they get prayed for the very same thing all the time. And it's usually something like, you know, pray that God will help me. He's already said he's your helper. Get some faith. Somebody say, have some faith. Amen. Pray that I'll be strong. Well, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's what the scripture says. See, you know what you're doing? You're leaning to your own understanding, and in all your ways you're supposed to be acknowledging him. And not leaning upon your own wisdom or your own ways, but to lean upon the Lord. Somebody say amen. So this word portrays something that's solid, unbending. Let's just say, you know, it doesn't matter what happens. I know some people would probably be blown away if some catastrophe happened in the nation. But you know what? You're supposed to be anchored to Jesus. Somebody say get anchored to the Lord. Because if I'm anchored to him, he is the unmovable rock. Somebody say, he is my rock. David said, he is my rock. He is my rock. And so this is what the scripture's telling me. He said, look, you need to be solid and unbending and not easily excited, shaken, or affected by the stuff that's going on in the world. And Paul goes on to say, it's a person building a place that is constant and stable. Everybody say constant and stable. Enduring and dependable. My God, we need a church full of that. Somebody say dependable, unbendable, unmovable, like a rock, constant and stable. Not like a person who's blown by the wind, every wind of doctrine. A person that gets excited over the least little thing that comes along. Man, if the devil don't leave me alone, will you pray for the devil to leave me alone? You should never say that, number one. Because you just opened yourself up for the devil to have a heyday in your life. The only way that you're going to have victory is in this right here. Somebody say in the book. In the book. In the book. In the book. So building your life on the book, building yourself on the rock. Somebody say the rock, Jesus Christ. So he's talking about something that's not flighty, not fickle, or here today and gone tomorrow, like a lot of things are. Come on again, off again. You ever met people like that? On Sunday, they're on fire, praise God, speaking in tongues, and on Monday, they act like they don't know Jesus. They're like, don't want to be seen with you, hanging out with the wrong crowd, got the wrong stuff coming out of their mouth. Come on. Look at somebody and say, you're supposed to be unbending, unyielding in the things of God. Be like Jesus. Somebody say, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So on again, off again, people, that's bad. Somebody say, that's bad. That is bad. So rather what Paul is talking about is people that endure, have endurance. Somebody say endurance, dependable, dependable. And so it describes a person that is unmovable. That's the kind of people I like to be around. That nothing phases them. Something bad, they receive bad news or a doctor's report that's bad, they don't fall apart. What do they do? Said, the Bible says, or God said to me, I'm healed by his stripes. Oh, the bank's collapsed. Well, God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I don't know what to do. The Holy Ghost leads me and guides me into all truth. He tells me about things that are coming. Some on somebody. Amen. I don't know what to do. I don't have any friends. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I like people that are dependable, people that are unmovable. They're not moved by the stuff that comes along. Isn't it amazing? Like, you can meet people and they're for you one day, and the next day they're against you. Somebody say, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Simple yet true. Somebody say, it's true. It is true. It also carries the idea with it that someone whose attitude can be described as rock solid. Somebody say, rock solid. Rock solid. Hallelujah. Are you rock solid? Oh, you rock solid. It also means fixed. David said, my heart is fixed upon you. I'm fixed. Somebody say fixed. 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 Grounded. Established. Rooted. Anchored. Unwaverable. Permanent. Stable. That's some good words, isn't it? Somebody say, man, you just seem to never have a bad day. I know somebody told me one time, says, man, you just seem to, you just always have a breakthrough. You just don't let nothing just get to you. I said, that's because I'm standing on a rock. There's nowhere else to go, nowhere else to turn to. So what am I going to do? I'm going to rely on the one who can make me unmovable, established, fixed, unwavering, permanent, and fixed. Somebody say, amen. I'm going to hang out with Jesus is what I'm telling you. I'll hang out with you in prayer meetings. I'll hang out with you in worship. I'll fellowship with you. Praise God. But my source is him. Somebody say, my source is him. I have to go to him, because if I don't go to him, I might not be able to put up with you. Oh, somebody say, shake that tree one more time. Uh-huh. So this is important what Paul is talking about. Be ye. Somebody say, be ye. Unmovable. Unmovable, say, I am not going to be moved. So this is why this word, ametakinitas, is so vital to your success. Amen. I didn't get saved to quit tomorrow. I didn't even, listen to me, when I got saved, I wasn't thinking about, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. Because when I got born again, I changed. Something changed on the inside of me. I just knew that Jesus was in me, and I felt like, my God, I felt like I could face anything that came my way. Because that's the way that Jesus is. Somebody say, hallelujah. If you got Jesus on your side, man, you don't need anything else. He's all I need. Somebody say, he's all I need. He's all I need. So that's all I need is Jesus. Somebody say, more of Jesus. More of Jesus. So, see, if you're not determined or tougher than the problems that arise in your life, you're going to get blown away. Look at somebody say, man, you got to be tough in this time. Somebody say, you got to get tough. You got to get tough. Amen. Somebody say, tough. Tough, tough, tough. Tough, 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 and rough. Somebody say, tough and rough. Tough and rough. So, anybody that's going to accomplish anything in these last days is going to have to be unmovable. Somebody say unmovable. Unmovable. I can't change my mind on every single little thing one day and then next day I believe something else, the next day I believe something else, and the next day I believe something else because I've listened to 25 different preachers and didn't listen to what this said right here. This right here never changes. Somebody say, this never changes. This never changes. Well, that's my favorite preacher. I know he'll never tell me anything wrong. Well, you better know one thing. He's a man. I don't think anybody that's a man of God would intentionally tell you wrong, but you need to dig in that thing yourself and get on the foundation. Somebody say, get on the foundation. Amen. So in order to be strong and unmovable, constant and stable. Somebody say constant and stable. Amen. Look at somebody say, what you gonna do? Say, I'm gonna stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I'm unflexible. When it comes to the word, I'm unflexible. No compromise. I'm not for sale. I'm standing on this. I'm going to make my calling and election sure. I'm going to make sure I'm going to heaven. I don't care what so-and-so said. I know what the book said. Somebody say amen. Amen. Because I've seen preachers that preach stuff for 50 years and all of a sudden they changed their mind on something. They got fickle in their old age. I thank God we got people in here that are not, the brother Hughes is not that way. Hallelujah. He ain't fickle. He's on the rock. Somebody say he's on the rock. Amen. Deborah's on the rock. Hallelujah. And I love that. Praise God, because I need some stable people around me. I've got enough lunacy. Uh-oh. All right. Now, 1 Corinthians 15 to 58 could be translated like this. Be constant, stable, enduring, and dependable. Church, I'm going to say that again. Be constant, stable, enduring, and dependable. One who is always abounding in the work of the Lord. You got that? Therefore, beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable. Somebody say steadfast and unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Constant, stable, enduring, and dependable. And you ought to write that down. I'm just telling you. You need it. You're going to need it. You may need it tomorrow. You might need it tonight. Amen. I know I was in prayer meeting last night, and Deborah had called and said we had a big water leak, and I was thinking my basement's flooded because I had just put a new water line in down there. I'm thinking, oh, my God, that thing is blown off. And so we had to leave prayer meeting about 15 minutes early. I was in the spirit. I mean, I was feeling good. And then I didn't say, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I said, Israel, come on. Because he's dependable. He's steadfast. He's constant. Amen. Amen. Went over, it was a little leak on the swimming pool. I was like, dear, just let the thing leak. Spitting out water. Lord, have mercy. I could have got the cat to fix that. No, not really. So I want you to listen to this. Because one of the things that the Apostle Paul does is he ties this to something. Steadfast, unmovable. What's the next line? Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Do you know why people have problems today? Because they're not abounding in the work of God. And when you're not abounding in the work of God, you get self-focused. You're looking at you, myself, you know, me, myself, and I. And everything that you look at, you know, the least little thing will begin to bother you. And you think, I got to have this. I got to go there. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to be hooked up with the latest of this. And I got to get a hold, you know, because you're not abounding in the work of the Lord. And then what happens? You begin to get more connected to the world, and the world is an enmity with God, enemy with God. And you're at enmity with it, whether you know it or not. And see, what the devil's doing is trying to sidetrack you. This is why Paul ties these words to the beginning of that, steadfast and unmovable. You should be abounding in the work of the Lord. So what does that mean? My focus should be on that person I work with that doesn't know Jesus. My focus should be on that person in the mall or at the gas station or at the hospital or at the nursing home or at the jail. Bobby loves going to that jail. Man, he wins them all the time. I tell him he's got the only captive audience in Patrick County, Virginia. Amen. Say, look, dude, you're behind the bars, not me. But see, when you're not abounding in the work of the Lord, you can become solical and foolish. And you can become bending. And the least little thing, you know, will begin to pull on you. Because listen to me, when you are abounding in the work of the Lord, what are the Lord's things? Abounding in prayer, abounding in the word, abounding in fasting, abounding in loving people, abounding in encouragement, abounding in winning the lost, abounding in doing the work of the ministry, out there telling people about Jesus. Because when you're not occupied with that, listen, do you know what division is? It's another vision. Huh? When you have another vision other than the vision of the house, you got division. Come on. Because I am dividing myself from what the Holy Spirit is calling me to do. I'm not abounding in the work of the Lord, abounding in casting out devils. Abounding in healing the sick. See, we pray, oh God, use me, Lord. I want to cast out devils. I want to heal the sick. I want to see miracles. I want to do these things. But you know what? You don't do nothing to do it. You got to practice it. What do you think? Somebody's going to be coming down 58 and stomp on the brakes when they see you and jump out the car and say, give me a miracle. Give me a healing. No. You're going to have to be somewhere where the Holy Spirit can talk to you and say, pray for that person. Lord, I don't know that person. I know you don't. God does. That's right. God's bringing you to that place. He wants you to abound. Somebody say abound. And abound means mucho. Somebody say a lot. Abundance, abounding in the work of the Lord. Well, I go to church a little, I give a little, I pray a little, I witness a little. I guess you're probably doing 1 + 1 = 2. And that's not the way to abound. Amen. Abounding is getting out there and just saying, God, I want to be used. Show me who I can pray for. Show me who needs this. Show me Jesus. I want to do this. Somebody say, I want to do this. Because Paul says, be steadfast. Somebody say, steadfast. If my focus is not on the things that Jesus left me here to do, then I will fall apart. And I will be occupied by worldly things. No wonder people smoke pot and drink and do stupid stuff. Because you're not focused. No wonder you're cussing with the guys. No wonder you're looking at porn. How can you look at porn and to be witnessing to somebody about Jesus? Come on. How in the world can you be sitting down watching some stupid RX-rated stuff that you shouldn't be watching on a computer screen and be witnessing for Jesus at the same time. Somebody said, be abounding in the work of the Lord. So you know how to stay safe in the last days? To be unmovable, to be steadfast, abound in the work of Jesus. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, well, you know, what do I need to do? Man, call up somebody and say, hey, do you want to pray? Can we pray? I'm looking for somebody that wants to come to church. I need about three or four people. Do you want to pray? We want to pray. Just come to church. We'll get together and pray. We used to do that in church. We didn't even wait till Tuesday night prayer meeting. We just got together and prayed. Praise God. We have to wait on somebody to call a prayer meeting. We were a prayer meeting looking for a place to pray. Sometimes it was outside in the open air. But abounding in the work of the Lord. Somebody say abound. 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 Because God loves abounding. Somebody say he loves abounding. Amen. Amen. So the way the flourish, think about this. Those that be planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of God. Man, I want to abound. I want the grace of God to abound in me. I want to abound in the thanks of God. I don't want a little bit. Somebody say, I want mucho. I want a lot. Say, I want a lot. I want a lot. See, this is powerful. My God. My God. Now, you shouldn't let your vision be divided. Hello. Isn't it amazing how we can become so sidetracked so easy? Just about the time that you're trying to get focused, somebody you hadn't seen in 100 years will call you. Hey man, what are you doing? What you don't want to do? Say, man, I got something going on. This is what you need to tell them. I got something going on. Meet me at the church. What? Meet you where? I thought you said church. I said, yeah, that's what I said. Meet me at the church. We're going to pray an hour. Well, you know, I ain't got but a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? I don't have but a few minutes, man. We'd have to catch you later. Hello, somebody. See, for you to have peace of mind, for you to have joy, for you to just be on fire, this is important that you understand abounding in the work of God puts you on the pathway. Say, I got to have it. I got to have you, Jesus. I've got to have you, God. I need you, Jesus. Come on. Amen. Think upon him. Worship him. Set your heart upon God. Set your heart upon him. This is why you got to make up your mind to be fixed and rooted. Somebody say rooted, grounded, anchored, and unwavering in your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, so let's think just a few minutes. Getting ready to, I'm riding the train to the depot to pull in. What am I to abound in? Matthew 28, Mark 16, the Great Commission. I've got to have a great commitment, an unbending commitment, a steadfast commitment, an unmovable commitment to the Great Commission. I've got to abound in Ephesians chapter 6, praying always with all prayer and entreaty unto God, praying in the Spirit. I've got to have a great commitment to prayer. I've got to have an unbending commitment to prayer. I've got to say, look, if somebody comes and it's time for me to go to prayer meeting, say, I'm sorry, I'm going to prayer meeting. You want to see me, you come to prayer meeting. You don't set my precedent. I've already got an appointment. Amen. Listen, it's so important because think about this. If you had a hair appointment, you'd go. If your friend called you and say, look, can we get together? No, I got a hair appointment. I can't do it. Prayer meeting. Hey, man, can we get together? Sure. We push the prayer meeting out of the way. Now I want to ask you a question. What's most important? Prayer. You need it. Somebody say, you need it. Like a dead man needs a casket. You need it. So you set that priority, you become fixed, steadfast, unmovable, and abounding in the work of the Lord. Somebody say, abound in it. abounding in worship. Amen. You don't wait for somebody else to come down and praise God. You lead the way. It's a man, I have to go to church tonight. Change that and say, I get to go to church tonight. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing how just changing one little word can change everything? I get to go to church. It ain't I have to do this. I get to do this. I get to do it. And so you can abound in the work of God. And the more you abound, people going to notice you're abounding. And they're going to notice how happy you are, how on fire you are, how overflowing you are. And they're going to say, what are you doing? I mean, I notice there's something, a change here, man. There's something going on. What's going on? Said, I'm abounding. Look at somebody say, I'm abounding. Say, I am abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding. Somebody say, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So that's Paul's instruction when he's talking to them. He said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And we cannot say, now listen, I'm closing. We cannot say, I can't do that because the previous verses, Paul rips it up. Resurrection power, authority over death. It has no power over you. You have the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says, be steadfast, unmovable, inflexible, strong, stand fixed, steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen? All right, stand with me tonight. Glory to God. Everybody say, I'm going to abound. I'm going to abound. Say it again. Say, I'm going to abound. Look at your neighbor and say, are you going to abound? Say, yes, you are going to abound. Amen. Now, I want you to pray for the person beside of you, and I want us to pray together. You ready? Lay your hands on them. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that my brother and sister will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. Father, in Jesus' name, just as you sent Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you sent us. And we thank you for the anointing, all the gifts, and the power. You have well equipped us to get the job done. So we will abound in the work of the Lord, doing the work of the ministry toward building up the body of Christ. And we thank you right now. We will not be hindered because we are steadfast. We will not slack because we are steadfast. We are fixed and firm in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now. You're greater in us than he that is in the world. And I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Amen and amen, amen. Give him a praise right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you're here tonight and you need prayer, we want to pray for you. Tonight, is it anybody?